Eminem featuring Rihanna, Love the Way You Lie, the number one selling single of 2010.
Express Radio.
Welcome to Wednesday afternoon. It's Luke and Ed on Express Radio, live from Cardiff Students Union and online at expressradio.co.uk.
Studio, send your message to 82010. Get in touch with the show. It's yours as much as it is ours. We're here with you till 5 o'clock.
Amy and Harry and Tally South, at Ash Betteridge, at Lee Sales, are all getting involved in the Gaddafi cameo rumour that we have started, that he's got a cameo in the new Inbetweeners film. It's begun, hashtag Gaddafi cameo, G-E-D-D-A-F-I cameo, to get involved with that. It's spreading.
It is going to be spread. It's going to spread faster than a disease through Newport. By this time next week, it's going to be all over the internet. You know what would be brilliant is if we could make this happen. If on the back of this, Colonel Gaddafi gets a cameo in the new Inbetweeners film. That is the dream, isn't it?
Yeah, that's it. That's the idea, that the rumour then just becomes true. And then it's not a rumour, it's not our fault. So if you've ever wondered, can you tell the difference between a Welsh word and just a random, possibly made up word, then stick around. 10 past 4 is Welsh or gibberish. Rihanna next. This week, as part of Showcase Week for Express, you can win yourself an Xbox. You've been calling all day. Sorry if you haven't made it through. We've got our contestants. They're in the studio. Hello to Amy, Bethan and Caitlin.
Hello.
Hello. Hello. We've also got Ben on line one. Hello, Ben.
Hello.
Ben on the phone. It's the Vineyards. Welsh or gibberish?
It's a tough one, isn't it?
Doesn't it?
It sounds like it could be some sort of, like, drink product.
I think maybe it's been made to sound Welsh and it's not actually Welsh.
That's right. It was gibberish.
Gibberish. Oh. Good work from you guys.
Your city, your soundtrack.
This week we're going to see how easy it is to rope someone in as an accomplice to a certain crime, Luke. What crime is this?
This crime is kidnapping.
Hello?
Hello there, sorry mate. Is this Craig with the van?
Yeah, it's me, hello.
Yeah, sorry, mate. I've just seen your advert on Gumtree saying, you know, you do a man with van service. Just wondering, mate, we are going to be using the van for a bit of a prank on a friend. You wouldn't mind dressing up, would you? We've got, like, an outfit for you to wear just to make it look a bit more professional.
Wow, yeah, man, I'd never dress up for the bedroom.
Oh.
Wait, why do I have to wear a security outfit?
Just because we thought it looked more professional, people aren't going to get stressed out if you're wearing that outfit.
Because we'll meet you there. We'll be the ones wearing masks.
Hang on a sec. Hey, did you say you'll be wearing masks?
Yeah. We'll be going into the bank, coming out with some stuff, wearing masks, and you're going to drive off.
I'm sorry, lad. I don't really get what you're going on with.
We'll pay you cash. Do you take cash?
I'm sorry, guys.
There'll be fresh notes.
No, all right. I'm sorry about this. Cheers.
Right.
Anyway, cheers. Bye.
All right. Go on.
Right, we've had a text through from Ben, who's listening in Growth. Of course, we're talking about what have you sacrificed purely to impress a member of the opposite sex. And this is... Well, he's gone a long way out on this, Luke, haven't he? For 4 months, I pretended to be a vegetarian in front of my girlfriend. I went out with a girl on our first date. I thought, I really fancy a burger. But I felt like, oh, I should try and look a bit more suave. Had a salad.
Nice.
First time I've ever ordered salad in a restaurant. First and last time, actually. What I like, though, is all the texts we've had in are blokes. I think men are quite happy to lie their way into a relationship.
Girls represent studio and your message to 8 20 10.